Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom, shalom. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hey, shalom, shalom, family.
Shalom, family.
Shalom, grace and peace in Jesus. Shalom, hallelujah.
Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Yeah.
Guess who ain't never win? Yeah. Hey, welcome again to the Sounds of Living Water. Tonight is Thursday night, which we're glad to present the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class.
Amen.
And with the teacher and Brother Isaiah Brown. And tonight's lesson is food for thought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness! One of them. Check yourself, lessons. One of them. You better look inside yourself. Look deep inside. Mm-hmm. Food for thought. Yeah, that ain't on the outside. That's the inside thing. Your thoughts are invisible. Ain't no such thing as you saying your thoughts. Mm-hmm. When you think. Ain't no words being written down unless you're trying to spell something out. Thoughts is spirit.
You so already know.
Hey, if he's telling you food for thought, he's dealing with the spirit. People, listen up, heads up. So without further ado, we're going to turn this over to our brother Isaiah Brown.
Hey, grace and peace, family. Precept number two for this week, so all praises on that. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, man. Oh, my goodness. I did it to myself. I ain't going to complain. I did it to myself. You know, I decided to go Facebook Live twice last night. You know, the first one was to finish with the Hebrew sisters. And then the second one, I did a tutorial on how to draw black Bible characters. And, you know, I would have thought I got about 20 views, but I ended up getting like over 137 views. So, you know, I stayed up all night. Yeah, so blessing was done at work. When I text you, Sister Rhea, I just finished at the lunch table.
So,
amen. So, you know, this lesson, you know, it's a short lesson. You know, this lesson tonight is just to get the point across. You know, so all praises. Oh, yeah, I got my beginner reader with me. When that started, I got Brother Jordan Israel with me.
Shalom, shalom, y'all.
Shalom, shalom, Jordan. Wait a minute. Welcome back, Carter.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All praises. All praises. And, you know, like the precept, food for thought. And then at the bottom of you got the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. So basically, it's going to be a food for thought that's dealing only with the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 21. And what we're going to do is how we did it last time with the prayer of David. You know, just breaking the whole thing down, what we did a couple weeks ago. We're just going to break verse 21 down into a entire precept and get a better understanding of what it's talking about. And what I honestly believe it's talking about, you know, because like I said it before in a lot of precepts, I will say it again, is that a lot of us, you know, a lot of us throw people that go to church on Sunday under the bus so quick, but not really paying enough close attention to understand that, you know, it's actually, I honestly believe it's talking about way more than just people that go to church on Sunday. You know, it's also talking about us, and we got to make sure we keep ourselves right as well as them. But, you know, we're going to deal with this precept tonight, and like I said, it's a short one. It's not that much. So what I'm going to do is to start us on the Lord's Prayer, and then my reader, Brother Jordan, will read whatever the Lord put on his heart.
Amen.
After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercy speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God, of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins, for thy name's sake. The reading I just did was Psalm 79, verses 8 through 9.
Mm-hmm.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, doing of his word. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, family, as usual, you know it's time to tell these scriptures to shreds. You know what I say? Pure razor blades and lemon juice. but tonight's precept is called, yes, sir, razor blades and lemon juice. But tonight's precept is called food for thought on the scripture of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. It's because we're about to go in real deep and get a better understanding on what this verse is talking about. And why I believe that anybody that wants to serve God really needs to pay attention to this. Everybody, no matter what camp you go to or whatever, everybody needs to take heed to this. Take heed to this verse. What we're going to do is go into the book of Matthew, chapter 7, and we're going to read verses 20 through 22. Well, no, we're going to start at verse 21 through 22. The book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 21, and we're going to read 21 and 22. All right, the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 21 and 22. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
Right, self-explanatory. Everybody. Go ahead and read.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works?
3:23.
And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Right, so at that time, you're going to have a lot of people that's going to be in the Lord's face saying, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in thy name, cast out devils, and done many wonderful works? The Lord never said they was lying. He never said, no, you lying. But at the same point in time, he told them to depart from him. You workers of iniquity, I never knew you. So what we're going to do is get a better understanding on what this verse is talking about and who needs to be aware of these verses. Because, you know, since I've been the truth since I was 15 years old, and I'm 30 right now, I'll be 31 in 2 months, you know, I've always, my whole life, been taught that this is talking about people that go to church on Sunday, but the Lord has revealed to me that it's talking way, way more than that. And what we're going to do is tonight is to get a better understanding on that. But the first thing that these people asked the Lord was this right here. It said in verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? What name? Let's look at this. Let's look at this. Let's look at this prophesying. Let's go into the book of Matthew chapter 28 and pick it up at verse 19. They said they prophesied in his name, right? Let's check it out. Matthew 28, and we're going to read 19 and 20. You get it? Go ahead and read.
Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Right. So, in verse 19 it says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And we know that name is Jesus, according to the scriptures. That's why we use Jesus, because it's in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Baptizing people in the name of Jesus and teaching people. But verse 20 says this right here. It says, teaching men to observe all things. How absolute is all things? Whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Now, when you look at the middle of this verse, it says, when you look at the verse 20, it says, teaching them to observe all things. So, like what we talked on Monday, you know, like how we paid more attention to the meat in the Bible instead of the milk. The meat, you know what I'm saying, is the knowledge. But the milk is the simple thing, the simple instructions. But getting a better understanding on that, the simple instructions is going to get you into the kingdom. But when we read verse 20, it's saying teaching all things. You know, you're supposed to teach wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, but you're also supposed to teach love, because love is the biggest portion in this Bible. So when these people was talking about, well, Lord, have me prophesied my name, you know, what if they were just only dealing just with the big knowledge? What if they wasn't pressing on love as they supposed to be? Because the Bible said teach all things. You know what I'm saying? So loving one another, charity, meekness, long-suffering, the fruits of the Spirit, all those things is a part of teaching as well. So maybe when these people was up in his face saying, Lord, we taught in your name and did this and that, what if they did? But what if they forgot about that part, the part of that's written in the book about the fruits of the Spirit, or how we're supposed to treat one another, how we're supposed to love one another, how we're supposed to be there for each other's adversity. We have all those things as well. So we have to pay attention to that. We have to really pay close attention to that, because all of it is the same thing, and it's also in the Bible that we all read. It says teach all things. You teach all things that the Lord gave you to understand and all, but you definitely teach love. Everybody's supposed to know love, because love is the Ten Commandments. And the greatest commandment is to love God with all thy heart and soul. And the second commandment is, namely, is to love thy neighbor as thyself. The book even says you hang the law and the prophets up with that. Don't things go stand. So when the book says teach all things, you have to teach this as well. And not just beat around the bushes and get around it. So let's go into the book of Matthew 14. Let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 14. We're in the book of Matthew chapter 14. And now let's pay a close attention on how the Lord loved. You know what I'm saying? Because he said teach all things. So when he was with his disciples, he was teaching his disciples how he do things. And let's look at how the master did things when it came to love, about teaching all things. We're in the book of Matthew chapter 14, and we're going to read verses 13 through 21. Matthew 14, verses 13 through 21. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. And when you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on feet out of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick.
Right. So the Lord, so when you're reading it, when you're reading this, what it said, the Lord said, the book said that he was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. You know what I'm saying? Even though he wasn't talking about his disciples about doing this, but remember, your actions also teach as well. So we have no excuse when it comes to having compassion on one another, because that's what we see the Lord doing. So when the people was up in the Lord's face and Lord, we prophesied thy name and done many wonderful works and all that type of stuff. Yeah, but remember, loving one another and having compassion on one another is also works as well. Where we at? Go ahead and read.
And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals.
Uh-huh.
But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat.
Right. So, so the disciples, you know, since the disciples came to him saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. You know what I'm saying? So they looking at this. Remember, they forgot they walking with Christ. You know what I'm saying? And the Lord, but remember, the book said that the Lord had compassion on these people. So, you know, when you read verse 16, he was like, no, man, they don't need to depart. Give ye them to eat. Verse 17.
And they say unto him, we have here but 5 loaves. And 2 fishes.
Right, go ahead.
He said, bring them hither to me.
Uh-huh.
And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude.
Uh-huh.
And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the fragment that remained 12 buckets full.
Right, so you know everybody ate good. You know what I'm saying? The Lord had compassion on these people. They wanted to send them away so they can get themselves victuals. But the Lord said, no, man, I got compassion on these people. I'm going to show y'all how you love one another. You know what I'm saying? All the Lord had was what? What they had? 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes? And then he was looking up to heaven, and he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples, and disciples to the multitude. Verse 20, and did all eat and were filled, and they took up the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. Oh, my goodness. Everybody ate good. But at some point in time, man, the Lord showed these 5,000 some people some love. That's the biggest part that we need to learn. This is the biggest part that we should be teaching. This is supposed to be a part of our life that we show everybody every single day if you call yourself a servant of God. Because this is why I'm so big on loving one another. You know, I probably deal with knowledge here and there, but at the end of the day, I'm dealing with loving one another, because if you look at love, it's a very big thing. So when you go back and look at the book of Matthew chapter 27, you read verses 20 to 23, and, you know, the Lord, you know, there was a Lord face saying, Lord, we prophesied in thy name and done many wonderful works. Was obvious their works wasn't as good as this right here. And I'm not talking about the part of just using 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. It's just a part that we can do when it comes to loving one another, feeding one another, you know what I'm saying, being a giving hand to the poor, those in need. All those things are big works as well. So when the Lord never said that they were lying in the book of Matthew chapter 7, verses 20 through 23, but it's obvious that their works wasn't good enough to make it into the kingdom. And the reason why their works wasn't good enough to make it to the kingdom is because I honestly believe there was lacking this love that the Lord is showing these 5,000 multitude of people with 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. It's all about loving one another and having compassion on one another, forgiving one another. Can we do those things? At least do those? Let's move along. Let's go into the book of Mark chapter 12. So we're in the book of Mark. The book of Mark, chapter 12. And we're going to read 29 through 31. Mark chapter 12, verses 29 through 31. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord."
Right, so the very first commandment ever, before thou this and thou that, anything, the very first thing the Lord is telling us is to hear. Hear, O Israel. You have to hear first so you can get the instructions right. So the first thing we need to do is hear. And then after you finish hearing, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Verse 30.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment.
Right, so this is the first commandment. Because remember, we love. If you say you love God, you know what I'm saying. You won't deal with pagan. You don't say you won't. You won't deal with pagan holidays and all that type of stuff. But you will also love your brothers. Because if you showing your brothers, if you showing your brothers love, aren't you loving Christ? Because we read that in the book of Matthew, the 25th chapter. You know what I'm saying? When it was talking about separating the sheep from the goats, he said, "When you do that to other people, you do it to me." So once you love your brothers and sisters, then you it's obvious you're showing the love the Lord that you love him. But the first greatest commandment is, well, the semi-first greatest commandment, because the first one is here, so semi-first commandment is thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. What's the second commandment? Go ahead.
And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
Ain't no other. I don't care what you put on the table. Nothing is greater than these. So all that wisdom and knowledge and understanding we proclaim that we have, the greatest understanding you can have is these two right here. It's to love God with all your heart and soul, and the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. So don't think you're just going to lollygag and skip your way into the kingdom with none of this stuff on the table, because you're sadly mistaken and you lose and you have lost your damn mind. But this is what we have to understand. So that's why we're reading these things in the Bible, and why I honestly believe that this is not actually talking to people that go to church on Sunday. It's because I'm so sick and tired of people being, well, these people that go to church on Sunday, that's them. And you have lost your mind. If you honestly think that that's talking about people that go to church on Sunday, and we're going to get more into that in a second.
Amen.
We'll get more than that in a second. So let's move along. Let's go into the book of 1 John 4 and 7. The book of 1 John. Damn, you already there. Good. I didn't see your hands move. Maybe I was. What the hell wrong with me? You were sitting there. No. You're going to hold the whole world. No, I'm probably like the slowest page turn. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the book of 1 John 4, and we're going to read one verse, verse 7. We're in the book of 1 John chapter 4, and we're going to read just verse 7. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
Right, self-explanatory. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going off and just bashing people and talking and whispering and backbiting about them and all that type of stuff, how do you really, you know, that's not showing no love, because regardless, if you love your brother, you go always come to that person and tell them what's on your heart. All the time. You should not be the last person that knows somebody is talking about you. The whole congregation know what's going on, but you the last person that know. You probably found out 5 months later. That ain't no love, and that will keep you out of the kingdom. It's because the Bible already said God is not a respecter of persons. So let's be mindful of that. If you love your brother, love him. And if you love, that means you born of God. What did it say? It said, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Amen. So looking at that verse again, when it said that, you know, we've done all these wonderful works, I got to constantly keep stressing the subject. The Lord never said you were lying. So the Lord never said you were lying. The Bible already said he revealed his secret to the servants, the prophets. So it's up to us to find out what the hell was going on. He never said these people was lying. Why was they denied? And I don't want to hear nothing about no because they go to church on Sunday, you know. They didn't want to come out them classes. Maybe. Who knows? But the same point of time is we're looking at things bigger than that. A lot of things we do is man's doctrine. A lot of it. You'd be surprised. Once you start reading this book for yourself, a lot of things that's being told to us are actually man's doctrine.
Yep. Say that, brother. Say that. Say that again.
Yeah.
All that stuff is doctrine. Say it.
Right.
Amen.
Hell yeah.
That's in the Bible. That's in the Bible. That's in the Bible, people.
You already know. You already know. So check it out. That's where it's at. I'm not ever taking nothing from the elders. But the same point of time is, you know, a lot of things they've been teaching. I don't know. It's like, for example, think about it. You know what I'm saying? We bash people that go to church on Sunday because they've been taught something their whole life. But we get the truth at a young age, and we've been taught something that been down. Now, we've been taught something all our life. So that's also another level of hypocrisy. If you think about it. It's because you constantly keep pointing the finger that this is talking about people that go to church on Sunday, but I'm seeing the lacking the fruit that's lacked on your tree and the people that go to class with you. And we got ourselves another thing coming. But this is the whole thing right here. Follow the pages of the book, because remember, in the book of James, the Bible said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask him of God that give it to all men. It said, if any man lack wisdom, go knock on the door and talk to your elder. No. You get in this book and you find out what you want the Lord to do for you. Because he our teacher.
Amen.
Amen.
So.
Now let's move along. Let's go to the book of Revelation 2. Revelation 22. Now, let's look at this adding. Because, you know, we're talking about, you know, we read these things, and it's making sense to me. It's obvious that somebody's been adding to this Bible, and we just been following along. But remember, we all go sit the white throne judgment. Not me and who taught me. It's be me, myself, and I. Everybody. If we're not blessing that first resurrection, we got to step in front, and we got to stand up in the right throne judgment and explain to a God that knows all our dirty laundry. But God is rich in mercy. Pray to him. Ask him to help you in your shortcomings. And stop trying to drive the car and let him drive. Because all we're doing is driving up the poles, if you understand that metaphor. Hey, they got, let's pray to him. So you, every man know their shortcomings. He know what you going to ask him for before you even ask it. Just go to him and ask him to help you. And not speak just going to a man and getting his understanding, but get the understanding what's written in the pages of the book. Let's find out why. We're in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, and you go read verses 18 and 19. The book of Revelation, chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
For I testify to every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book.
Oh, hold on 1 second, man. Hold on 1 second. So if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Oh, wow. Maybe that's why we're so sick. Maybe that's the reason why. Falling out with heart attacks and all that type of stuff. Maybe that's why.
Yes, sir. That's a heavy piece, man. Yes, sir. Amen.
Yeah. You know, because to be honest, man, every time I go to the doctor, boy, I'm real healthy. And I probably eat the most junk out of everybody I have ever met. Because the Lord said he take care of his. Now, I'm not saying just go out there and just go all crazy and just try to form a heart attack. I ain't saying that. But the whole thing is this right here. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book.
Don't want it.
Amen.
And if any man shall take away from the words of this of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book.
Oh, I'll be damned. That's scary. Now you see why I stay on love so much. Because remember, the Bible already said that we know a part and prophesize in part. So the Bible said we know a part and prophesize in part, then a lot of we have to make sure we're not taking the chances of getting out of that area and trying to think we know the whole end game. Because you don't want to add into this thing or take away from this thing. But one thing that do stand is loving one another. That's why I stick with that. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? I might deal with other certain situations, but I'm going to go too far into it. Because you're going to be always looking at a half story. Because the Bible already said we cannot figure out God. And a lot of us tend to think we figured him out. We don't have a clue. Only clue we have is the way he's given us in the Bible. That's why I stick with stuff like this. So, you know, I just do the best I can to teach this thing and to show people. I just want to leave it like that. But in verse 19, it says, if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. So, maybe that's why God said in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 20 to 23. Maybe that's why he said, depart away from me, ye that work iniquity. Maybe they added on and took away. And the Lord dealt with them, not now, but maybe he'll deal with them at that time appointed. Because if the Bible said the righteous is scarcely saved, then we are not safe. We don't have a safe spot. If the Lord said that we're scarcely saved, any day can be our last. Every day we walk on eggshells. Every day. Because when you read the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 1 through 20, when you read verses 20 to 23, it says, Lord, we prophesied in thy name and done many wonderful works. And maybe this popped up in the Lord's head. Hey, you know what the Bible said, if any man shall take away from his words of the book of this prophecy, I shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in his book. Maybe that's why he said that, because remember, I'm going to keep on stressing it all night. He never said that they were lying. Yeah, you did. You did prophesy my name, and you did do many wonderful works, and you did cast out devils. You did. But the same point of time is, it wasn't enough to make it into my kingdom. Because if love is all up and down in this book, and Lord said that to add or take away, we can look at this thing as if it's just a little small matter. That means we have to, the same way we look at the Great Tribulation is the same way we should be looking at how to love one another. The same way we look at attending, going to class on a Saturday and making it on time every day is the same way we're supposed to be doing it according to how we treat one another in the book. Is they both are just that important, and I honestly believe that that love is a little more important. Now let's move along. Let's go back into Matthew chapter 7 and verse 22. So we can check out the rest of this stuff. I think I would like this. 7:20. Let's read 7:22. The book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 22. When you get it, Jew, go ahead and read.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils?
Stop. We already took care of many will say unto me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And they would say they was lying, but we checked out things that are possibility we could be lacking in. Loving one another and having compassion on one another. And the other part we're dealing with right now is that, and in thy name have cast out devils. Think about it. How in the hell is this talking about people that go to church on Sunday? What phony false flag can cast out devils? Let's find out. Let's go into the book of Acts chapter 19. We're in the book of Acts chapter 19, and we're going to read verses 11 all the way down to 17. Because remember, the Lord never said, once again, the Lord never said that you was lying about casting out devils. But let's see who was talking to Jesus at the white throne judgment. Was it the people that go to church on Sunday, or could they possibly be talking about us? Let's find out. Go ahead and read.
And God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs,
mm-hmm,
or apron, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them.
Right, so self-explanatory. Paul is a servant of God. He can cast out devils. But let's see who cannot cast out devils. Go ahead and read.
Then certain of vagabond Jews,
mm-hmm,
exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches.
Right, so now you got some phony false flags, right? They think they special. They think they can do what Paul doing. So they decided in their own hearts and mind to go ahead and to try to do what Paul doing. And they said, we adjure thee. Okay, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. What happened to him? Go ahead and read.
And there were seven sons of one Sceva,
mm-hmm,
a Jew and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?
Right, so, you know, so they walk up in there thinking, they thinking, you know, these false flaggers decided that they special, you know, they want to go in here and do what Paul doing because they think they got it. You know what I'm saying? They're like, well, we're Judy, man. Get up out of that, you evil spirit. Get up out that man and that name that Paul called on Jesus. That spirit turned around, looked at them. He said, Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know. Well, who are you? And what was their reward? Go ahead and read.
And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcome them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified.
Oh, so when you go back into the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 22, didn't it say that, and we cast out devils? But we just learned that a false flagger can't cast out devils. So if a false flagger can't cast out devils, then how do we have the nerve to say that this is talking about people that go to church on Sunday? This is talking about us. When you read Matthew 7:22, this is talking about us. Because we can cast out devils. You seen Paul, for example, in the book in verse 11. He cast them out, but a false flagger can't cast them out. So God forbid, if Paul was sitting in front of the Lord in the white throne judgment and said, I cast out devils, that means the Lord would have told Paul that you was lying. The same thing that these other people were saying in the book of Matthew chapter 7. He never said they were lying. So that's another X'd out error that we make teaching, saying that this is talking about people that go to church on Sunday. It's not. This is talking about us. We can cast them out. But Pastor Robinson that's lusting over the money in the pool pit can't do what we can do. So I don't even think he even had the nerve to say that we cast out devils. But we can. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you.
Right, so once again. That's why I'm not quick to say this, people that go to church on Sunday, because I don't want to add. And I don't want to take away. But I do understand the Lord said he revealing secrets to the servants of prophets. And when I'm looking through the classes, all I see is no love. So I don't want to add into this thing, and I don't want to take away. But I honestly believe that we was taught to add and take away. So that makes us hypocrites because we say that's what the Sunday preachers do. They add and take away. I really don't understand how much they really can because they only read one or two verses. I honestly believe they stand a better chance than we do. They can at least say, well, we really didn't know all that stuff. Why do you think the Lord is so merciful and great? Why do you think the Bible says God is great in mercy and merciful? He made this thing simple for us. Man, love me with all your heart and soul and love your neighbors. Man, I ain't gonna lie, boy. Them Sunday churches get that good. They love real good. And they're quick to forgive, too. That's why I believe they got a better chance than we do. It's like the more knowledge we get, the more crazier we get. Now let's go to the book of James chapter 2. Verse 14. James chapter 2, 14 through 17. You get it? Go ahead and read.
What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him?
Right. You got the works when it comes to knowledge. and attending the Sabbath and stuff like that. But what about the other works? This not no halfway special. This is a full two-piece special. I got the faith when it comes to, you know, I got the works when it comes to remember the Sabbath day, even the holy days, and doing the dietary law. We can do all those things. But I'm quick to whisper. I'm quick to backbite. I'm quick to do all these other things that I ain't got no business doing. But I do those other things. That's called a selective reader. You know, these things apply to me well, so I'm going to do it. But I ain't going to do this other stuff because it don't apply to me. Then you have another thing coming. Go ahead and read.
If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit?
Right, you know, and I actually, you know what I'm saying, not me dealing with it, but I talked to brothers that dealt with a certain situation like this. You know what I'm saying? Like one of the brothers said, go find me. You know what I'm saying? And the person that the same camp I go to, well, the same camp that I came out of, saw the message on Facebook and said to, and she told them to get her name up off of it. But your brother needed you. The book says if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, you know, say you need money to get food, you need things to provide for yourself. And one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be filled warm and filled. Notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit? So you want to say, holy, 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 God bless, and then throw up all types of scriptures on Facebook. But when your brother, when it's time to show that you are a servant of God, you don't do that. And got the nerve to think that won't be mentioned on the judgment day. We have to audacity think that's gonna slide back. We have another thing coming. Oh yeah. 17.
Even so faith, if it had not works, is dead, being alone.
Yeah. 3:18.
Yay. A man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works.
And I'm looking at this thing like this. You say, okay, you say that you love God and you want to make it to the kingdom. All right. You say that, but I'm going to show you that. How? By loving one another. Remember, love is a hard thing to do for a lot of people. And sometimes it is, but the whole thing is to do the best you can. If God know all you have is five, one out of ten, all he knows you have is five. Do the best you can, get that five. And if he bless you to get a six, then do the six. So I understand that. I'm not trying to make nobody know super Hebrew or super saint. We can only do with what we have. But if you call yourself a servant, it's going to show if you really are a servant or not. So you can go to class and serve all day and night. That don't mean nothing. Because if a brother or sister's in need and you separate yourself from that person, or you all quiet, you know what I'm saying, like ain't nothing wrong, but you driving a BMW or 2018 and flashing money all the time, then your works is going to prove who you really are. Just be mad for that. Now let's go on to the book of Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13 and 16. Hebrews 13 and 16, you get it? Make sure I'm in the right spot. Yep. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. When you get it, go ahead and read.
But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifice God is well pleased.
Oh, so we need to take this thing out as well. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Oh, so God, he's well pleased when we do good. And to communicate, you know what I'm saying? Don't forget those things. Keep those things. Be mindful of those things. Let's go in the book of James chapter 4, verse 17. We're in the book of James chapter 4, verse 17. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin.
Right, so, you know, that's just breaking out with that other verse we just read. You know what I'm saying? You know what, that's what we was talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You know, like usual, you know. You know, that's just not talking about people that go to church on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? All this other stuff. It's talking about us as well. Because I'm pretty sure a lot of us have seen it that, you know, good and well, you could have done good for somebody, but you decided not to. But if you know it's in you to do good, man, then do it. Because the book says in verse 17, it says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, you know you're supposed to do good. And do it not, you decide not to do it. To him, it is sin. That's sin unto you. So now I think you're starting to get a better understanding on why the Lord is telling these people to depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. Because how is things supposed to be done with a servant of God? Let's find out. Let's go into the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16, that one verse, verse 14.
Let all your things be done with charity.
Let all your things be done with love. Remember that. So learning these things, that's why we need to learn how not to have a snobby attitude. We need to learn how to stop desiring spite towards one another. That's why we got to learn how to stop whispering, being a tale bearer, you know, revealing secrets and all that type of stuff. We got to stop doing that. Because just because you go to class on Saturday don't mean a damn thing. It don't mean nothing. You honestly think you go do your dirt Monday through Friday and then, you know what I'm saying, and pick it back up on Sunday, but then go to class on the Sabbath and think you straight. Man, all this stuff counts. Every last bit of it counts. But let all your things be done with love. Because remember, like I said it before, I'm going to say it again, probably all night. Hey, the Lord never said they was lying. But he also told them to depart from him. Get out my face, you work of iniquity. I never knew you. So now we understand that this thing is way bigger than just talking about people that go to church on Sunday. We mingling this stuff as well. What else are we supposed to do that maybe we're not really doing? Let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 5 and pick up verse 16. The book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
So let your light so shine before men. Let that light of love, that light of meekness, that light of long-suffering, that light of compassion, you know what I'm saying? That light of, I don't know if I said long-suffering or not, but long-suffering, that light of gentleness, that light of meekness, that light of the fruits of the Spirit, let that shine. And once they see your good behavior, and they want to say, man, bro, man, you always happy, man, you show fervent charity. Give it to the Father of who it belonged to anyway. Hey, man, I've been reading the Bible, man. The Father taught me this. All praise to the Father in Jesus' name. And keep it moving. Because if you bring that up, you know what I'm saying? What if they want to be like you? I mean, they want to be like Christ. And now you can teach them how to let their light shine and show that love, that fervent charity, that meekness, that humbleness, that long-suffering, having compassion on one another. All those things as well. So let's go to the book of Job, chapter 8. The book of Job, chapter 8. Verse 13. You get it? Go ahead and read.
So are the paths of all that forget God, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish.
Right. So remember, you can be a hypocrite going to class on the Sabbath all day and night. Don't mean nothing. Because if you're a hypocrite, you know what I'm saying, in the term of being a selective reader, you ain't no better than the person that go to church on Sunday. So how could you talk about them if you got your own dirty laundry? How you going to talk about them picking those scriptures in the Bible if we're doing the exact same thing? Could this be another reason why the Lord said, depart away from me, I never knew you? That's your mind for that. Let's go in the book of Job, chapter 15. Job chapter 15 and verse 34.
For the congregation of hypocrites shall be desolate, and fire shall consume the table of bribery, the tabernacle of bribery, sorry.
It's all good, bro. You've been doing good all night, man. It's all good. For the congregation of hypocrites shall be desolate, and fire shall consume the tabernacles of liberty. Right? I mean, see, I'm messing myself. Bribery. You got me. You hit it right. Hey, so you know, a lot of us is hypocrites. You know? Remember that. Now let's go on to the last spot. Let's go in the book of Matthew chapter 7, and we're going to read it all over again. Well, at least we got an hour in. Mm-hmm. We're in the book of Matthew, chapter 7. Read verses 21 and 23. 21 to 23. The book of Matthew, chapter 7, 21 through 23. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name?
Right, so remember, what we learned today is that, yeah, y'all did prophesy in my name, but it was like you only went halfway. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, the books say, hey, prophesy. You know what I'm saying? Hey, did we prophesy in thy name? And also, many were saying to me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? You prophesied, but what about prophesying about the love? Well, I prophesied about the meekness, the humility, being humble. What about prophesying again? What about the long suffering, the fervent charity, all those things? You taught the big knowledge, yeah, you did, but what about those other things I told you to do? What about those things? Go ahead and read.
In thy name have cast out devils?
Right, remember the Lord never said that y'all was lying. We read this right here, went into the book of Acts, in the book of Acts chapter 19, and showed you that it's impossible for a false flame to cast out devils. So the first thing we understood is that this wasn't talking about them. This is actually talking about us. And we use Paul, for example, to show you that a righteous man can cast out devils. Go ahead.
And in thy name done many wonderful works?
Right, and you know what I'm saying? And they have done many wonderful works. But this is just like one of the first part. Man, we realize is that, hey, a lot of y'all is hypocrites when it comes to work, to the works. You can't just do half of them with the knowledge and forget the other ones. You can't teach the word of God and be a hypocrite, a whisperer, a backbiter, point a finger. You can't do those things. So hey, it might not be looking good for us if we don't get this out of our hearts. And then we also look at works. I'm going to show you, okay, we talk about faith and works. You say you got faith, right? I'm going to show you my faith and my works. I'm going to use that works as a works that's not really being talked about loving one another. Those are works as well. Go ahead and read.
And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Let's be mindful of this, y'all, and I thank y'all for your time.
Amen, brother. Amen. We're trying to hide that conversation, man. We are not trying to hide that conversation. We've done many wonderful works in your name. You know, that thing come to my mind, man, is in that Matthew chapter 6, when he said, take heed to do your alms before men, to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. See, we got people, man, some of us, we do it just to be seen, you know, so people know that we out here doing this, or we preaching, or we reading, or this, that, and the other. We just doing it for the work of the flesh. You know what I'm saying? And that's not what it's about, man. He said, take heed that you do not go on before man to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when you do as thine own, don't sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues. And don't be out, you know, if you out here feeding the people and hungry, don't be taking selfies. You know what I'm saying? Don't be doing that. You know what I'm saying? Just do it, man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody got to know you out there. And if you need somebody to help, then go around and ask somebody to help. You know what I'm saying? Or put it in the announcements, man. And whoever step up, and y'all go out there and take care of the business. But don't be out there, you know, yeah, we doing this here. We have, don't do that. That ain't what he's, no. He said, therefore, when thou doest that arm sound, not the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have the glory of men. Verily, I tell you, they have their reward. That's what he's going to tell them. I never knew you. And he said, Lord, haven't we did that? They got their reward because you were doing it in front of people. You know? He said, but when thou doest that arm, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand do. Now, in others may be in secret, and thy Father will see if in secret he shall reward you openly.
Openly.
And when I pray, don't be praying as the secret side, for they love to be standing in the synagogues and in the corners in the street, that they may be seen of men. Really, I said they have their reward. We've seen that. We know better. You know what I'm saying? We've seen that because just coming up in the church, even on Sundays you see it some places, or you just see a bunch of people going to march down the street. Because you got gang violence, you're going to pray at the end of the corner. Like, that's, you know, come on, man. No, that's not going to stop that. You need to get them cats some jobs. That thing. So, no, man, we can't be putting out there talking about, you know, we did this in your name, we did that. No, we did that for the scene of men. We're not out here for that. We out here for the fact that look at each one teach one. That's the whole purpose of the gospel. You know what I mean? What you know is to get you in the kingdom. Now that the Father put it in your heart to share it, that's a whole other thing. But it ain't supposed to be for you to be sharing, to be seen a man, or to be picking up big eyes and little U's. Well, we doing this and we doing that. I'm doing this and I'm doing that. That ain't what this is about. Nobody even know that I'd be even teaching that work. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't come off like that. I didn't bring that. You know, they find out, you know, man, you know, you got a radio. You doing radio? I heard you got a radio. What? How did you find that out? I didn't tell you that. You in my business? You know, who is, why you ear hustling me, Jack? You know what I'm saying? So it's, to me, it's like that, man. But then, you know, in a sense, I'm saying, well, I must be doing what I'm doing because he's surprised. Praise God, I'm still keeping it on the DL. You know, my thing is, man, is just keep it on the low, do what you're supposed to do, get out of there. You know what I'm saying? You know, go in there like this stealth mode. Go in there, do it, do what you got to do, get out of there. You know, and then that's to be the end of it, man. You got to wear, you know, shirts on your back and all this type of stuff, man. You got to do none of that. Just preach the book when the time appointed, man. So, no, man, food for thought. Big ups on that, man, because he said let your light shine, right? Let your light shine that you seen a man. What do you mean? He said that you what? Remember mercy and truth. That you'll be found in good understanding in the sight of God and man. That's your light, mercy and truth. Amen. So, hey, man, all the rest of it is, you know, that's the deal, man. You can't bring no better. I love these love precepts, man. Hey, man, you better know how to love. You better learn how to love somebody other than yourself. Amen. You know what I'm saying? You better learn how to love somebody other. You better learn how to love the Lord and His works and hope He have mercy on your nonsense. You
Amen.
Know, you hit a point out the gate, man. You know that Revelation chapter 2. I ain't changing a word in there. You didn't want to say, "Cat, hey, man, I ain't saying Jesus no more." That's between you and God. Don't be coming to me with that. I read Revelation chapter 22:18. I heard that. I ain't messing with that. You dig what I'm saying? I don't want no parts of that. You dig? So that's between you and God. I don't want to hear that. Don't be sitting up here busting this King James. You're changing names. You're changing script. You're changing this. You're changing that. He said, you take one word out of here, one dot, one tittle, and you teach man so, you'll be called least in the kingdom of heaven. I ain't having it, Jack. That's a warning. That's a warning. Then he told you what was going on. He said, then I'm going to add plagues on you. What kind of plagues?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to know. I don't even want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know the plagues. We see plagues that God be putting on people. Man, he be dropping drought on people. We see those people be on sticks and canes and blowed up and swelled up and you know, no, man. Everything in these books, Genesis and Revelation, that's going down. That's it.
That's
food for thought for me. I'm good.
Amen.
Yeah, okay, I understand Joshua and all that. I get that. But when it comes to reading this book, Jesus. Baptize the name of Jesus. End game. So, hey, man, great precept. Thanks for the warning, heads up, and all of that there, man. And I yield the mic, brother. Holler.
Amen. Shoot, man, how you was just explaining that, man. I thought you would have been better off to teach this lesson. I should have sent it to you.
Hey, each one teach one, bro. Please. Man,
oh, praise God.
I be like loving this, man. You be eat. Y'all don't know, man. I be in and I be like, man, y'all be opening up my head. A lot of stuff, man. We all be popping these scripts. But it's the thing, man, y'all. When we read the book, then that's what God do. You know, that's why he said, you didn't need to be taught again. Like, you just did the lesson on milk, man. You just did it Monday. Are you kidding me?
Right. Shoot. I just thought about that. You sure did, didn't you?
Yeah, bro. Exactly. And after you have been eating meat, you need a milk again to be taught again. You know, to be reminded of these things. You don't get, you know, sometimes we forget like King David, Solomon did, and David did, and Job did, and Moses did, and Adam did. So, do I need to go on? Saul did.
Right.
Do I need to continue that road? No, man, we all, Abraham did. Well, he said, Abraham, yeah, man, he forgot faith, Jack. Hey, tell them you my wife, man. Tell them you my sister. No, Lord, something makes seed. I'm going to mess your neck. You're going to be blessed. No, man, he forgot. We all forget, man. We need to be brought back into remembrance. And I love that about you and Nehemiah and the rest of the brethren, man.
Amen. Amen. Woman tell you what stuck out like a sore thumb to me in this lesson? What stuck out to me, bro, is that Matthew 7:22 in the middle when it says, have we, okay, and it says, and in thy name have cast out devils. They couldn't say, oh, you see, they false prophets do all that, that, and all of that, wah, 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 whatever. But we read in the book of Acts, chapter 19, that a false flagger can't cast out devils.
Yep.
How is that talking about people that go to church on Sunday casting out devils? We got a full-blown understanding in verse 12 that Paul was casting out devils, but when the seven men tried to cast out the devils, he said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know. Well, who are you? And threw their ass up.
That's in the book, y'all. That's in the book.
It is.
I can read that. It's in the book. Yeah.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
right. It is. So I'm thinking about it. I was thinking about it. I was like, hold up. Why are we constantly saying that this verse is talking about people that go to church on Sunday?
Right. Right.
It didn't make no sense to me. So it's obvious the same way people do on Sunday, that's just being taught by their elders. It's obvious that our elders, when they were younger, just constantly kept going with the same thing as well and never checked it and never really got a chance to check the whole thing out. So now I understand. So this scripture is being fulfilled in our faces tonight, that the Bible said knowledge is going to increase. It don't just start with the elders. It's going to keep going. And if God willing, if I be able to see it, you know what I'm saying, and our children, my daughter, then by the time we get to her, then knowledge is going to constantly keep increasing.
Man.
We are not the end game.
No.
The knowledge don't stop with us. It keeps going. You know, that's why I don't say, that's why I don't try to put no end date on this thing with knowledge. It's because we have to understand, well, what else to know? You know, we know this, we know that, we know this, we know that. It's like we telling God that you have nothing else to show us. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
And I don't want to be
this. Yeah.
We need to have an open air for everybody. Because who knows who the Lord going to use?
Mm-hmm.
I get Michael Tech.
You know what, when you said that, that brought that thing, man, Satan niggas by his house. He said, because they accused Jesus that he got a devil. He said, man, you crazy. Satan ain't going to buy his house. You ain't say go come against Satan. No, he is not. So, no, he is not talking about the world. He is not talking about the Sunday Christians. He's talking about so-called Hebrew Israelites just laying hands on people, healing people, praying over people, and in the end, considering they spirit themselves. That's the deal.
Right.
Bullseye. That's pinning the tail on the donkey.
Hey, Joe, what verse is that in the Bible? What verse is that in the Bible you're talking about that they say that's talking about that? What verse is that?
Let me see if I can find it. Satan divided himself. He won't divide himself again. He won't divide his house. That's in the gospel, man. Jesus said that out of his mouth, and they accused him of that. Oh, by the way, is Jordan still there?
He went downstairs.
Okay, yeah, this fellow, man, he did a great job, man.
Oh, yeah.
When he was accused of having a devil, and the brother said, you know, Jesus said, the devils won't separate themselves. Let me see.
And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is but divided against itself. And if Satan cast off Satan, who is divided?
Right, that's it. That's the script. What is that?
Matthew 12:25.
Yeah, Matthew 12, Red got it. Matthew 12:25. I was nowhere near that.
All right, now break it down to me. What's your understanding on that verse?
Every kingdom, he said, the Pharisees heard it and said, this fellow doeth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. Now, he goes to the there and say, he cast not devils. Now, look at Jesus, what he said. Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. That's a message, hidden message. Then it said that if Satan casts out Satan, he divideth against himself. How then his kingdom stand? End of it. There it is, right there. Satan can't cast out himself. Satan will not cast out himself. That is not Sunday Christians right there. That's brothers and sisters with knowledge, and knowledge of themselves, and knowledge of the word. Satan cast out Satan, he divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand? If I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come on to you. Or else how can one enter into a strong man's house for his good except he first buys the strong man, then he will spoil his house. There it is. That's that script all day long. You know, you don't sit up there, I cast out devils in the name of Jesus that Paul preached. If you put them behind you and you said Paul preached, you ain't even preaching. You're just doing something. And you playing with the word. And you playing with the name of the Lord. And that spirit lit them up.
Right.
Whoop 7 cat butt naked. No, he put the foo fox on them dudes. Like you said, back in the old school, back in the old days, he roped them like oakery.
They got roped like oakery.
Man, he put all kind of whips and knots on their heads, man. 7 cats, and he whipped them out of their clothes. Ooh, see, that goes to show that not only do the devils have power to take over one man, the whoop 7, that showed what the Lord did with our kings, with David and our army. He showed that once the Spirit took over us, we had the strength of 7 men. That's why we never lost.
Well, Samson.
Yeah. Well, Samson had the strength of 1,000. Because he whooped 1,000.
Oh, yeah, he did have a strength of 1,000 men, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He whooped all of them. He had the strength of 1,000, man.
Dang. Hey, Joe, would you want to unwrestle Samson?
Huh?
Would you want to unwrestle Samson?
Oh, God, no. Man, your arm would look like a Twizzler. It'd be all twisted up. Man, please, no. No, I ain't even got it.
So your arm looks like a Twizzler.
Man. You know, but then I'm going to tell you what people sleep on, man. People sleep on the fact that Adam had to have been as strong as Samson because Samson inherited that strength from him. hear me?
Say it again.
Adam had to be stronger than Samson because Samson inherited that from Adam.
Oh.
Amen.
Oh.
Couldn't give it to him if it wasn't in him. All these gifts we got, man, come from Adam, Jack. He had all of this, man. The first, he said the first Adam is from the earth. The second one is the Lord from heaven. So whatever Jesus had, Adam had, man. And both of them looked like the Father. Yep. We snooze on Adam, man. We keep having them just picking fruit and running around butt naked, man. We snooze on Adam. Adam was way, his story is way bigger than that. Way bigger than that.
Thanks, yeah.
I can't wait till we start dealing with those things, man, in that sixth day when we start dealing with Adam, man, you know, because his story is colossal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
Do I make it back yet?
Huh?
I said, did Jordan make it back yet?
I don't think he's coming back.
I was just telling him, man, we said thanks, man. He did a great job, bro.
Yes. Okay, cross over.
Yeah, man, he did a fantastic job.
I know, right?
And so did you, brother.
I'm a bad man. I'm a filthy rag, bro. All I have is God's grace and mercy.
I know, man, but, you know, sometimes we can use a filthy rag, man, to polish rim, so it's all good.
Oh, I need to hear that, man. That's good. I need to hear that.
You feel me? Right, right. That's a good thing. The Lord still uses, man, regardless of what we're thinking, man. We get to polish something up. The Lord allows us to do something, and he allows us to clean somebody up or polish somebody understanding something, man. It's all right. If you don't mind picking us up, you know we all good, man. Man, as long as you keep right. That in mind, that filthy rag, man. You know, as long as you can remember that.
Right. All right, so do you have any more announcements? Any words, encouragement?
Well, I mean, before we bring up the announcement, man, if you got any closing comments, Jack.
Well, I think that lesson was enough.
Amen. Amen. Self-explanatory, brother. I feel you. Well,
I do.
Okay.
Hello?
Go for it.
Oh, okay, cool. I made a minor mistake on my precept I did about last week about I said that Solomon understood three things after all the knowledge and understanding. I would say four, making vows. You're going to die on the ground and fear God and also keep his commandments because that's the whole duty of man. So those four things that stood, not three, and I want to make sure I get that clear.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I'm sure the Father heard you, man, and allowed you to correct that. That's a good thing.
Right.
Man, to be able to get narrow and correct it and fix it, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Amen.
All right, well, with that being said, everybody, once again, man, Brother Isaiah Brown from the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class, great job on Food for Thoughts, man. I mean, we can't get enough of that, man. We can't get enough of those lessons, man, because that's the kind of stuff that will get you in the kingdom. Don't get us wrong, man. You know, we need to know about the day of the Lord and abomination making desolate. Those things got to go forward. But that's not going to get you in the kingdom. The Most High said those things whose that prophecy is going to fail. You know what I mean? So that's going to go away. But you got to have charity. And that's food for thought. That's the thing. It's your mannerism, man, how we treat one another. You got to be down. You got to have that, you know, and bring each other up, you know. So great job, bang-up job, man, on that. And we appreciate you. We love you, man, and great job. And as always, we bring forth more announcements. Tomorrow night, we getting back. Friday night, the Commonwealth of Israel, Brother Joe, Israel, myself, and Sister Red, Israel, the Chocolate Wonder over here is boarding right now. We're going to be back with the women in the church, man. So we're going to be dealing with Rebecca, right? Yeah, Rebecca. So we're dealing with Rebecca. We dealt with Sarah last week, so we're dealing with Rebecca tomorrow night. So you want to hear that, man. Her story is huge. We think that she just married Isaac and that was the end of it. No, man, she got a beautiful story to tell. So we want to get into that. And then on a Sabbath day, we want to get back to day six with the beasts of the field, the cattle, the beasts, and the animals, so to say. We're going to get back to that. That's on the Sabbath day. We're dealing with the creation. And then Sunday, you know, now we're not talking about drag racing. We're talking about the calendar of God. We're setting the dates up, how you're supposed to set the dates, and then we're doing the calendar. So go to the dollar store, get your calendar so that you'll know what the dates of the up-and-coming feast are. They're all set. They're all ready to ride. So we're going to give a short precept on how we came to these conclusions, and then we're going to put it on paper so everybody can be on the same page, all right? So you want to be there for that. So that's this Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m., and then we'll be back around again. We're having a special meeting after the precept Sunday. At 1 o'clock. So we're going to send the number out. So everybody call in. We'll have a phone conference meeting so we can all touch bases, so we can all know what we're doing, the direction, and what's happening with the Blog Talk Radio program. I got to tell you, you know, the numbers is falling. It's like off the charts, man. We way up double digits, man. We finna hit triples. Man, we pushing triple digits now and listeners, man. And it's really, really, people is being, and just by that, it's showing that people is being edified and appreciating what the Father's given us. Mm-hmm. So, man, just, thanking Brother Isaiah and Brother, you know, Nehemiah for what they bring to the table, and not just them, but, you know, our encouraging family, like, you know, Sister Mary and Gary and Denise and a whole host of others, you know, man, OB. I can just go down the list, man. It's family. Look, the work is getting done, and it's working, it's prospering. The Lord has got a lot of work to do. And the harvest is great, but the labors are few. But it's still not hard work to do. So let's just get it done. So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for your time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here, the sounds of living waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bibles. Amen. Amen. And you know, and Lord willing, we live, He'll open up our understanding to the things that the Holy Spirit is trying to bring us to study. save us from ourselves. Not the world, ourselves. So thank you for your time, and have a blessed day. Shalom.
Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.